think like after the first like one they threw in the in the river and it died, they were like, all right, we got one wrong. Whatever.
Demoted. Demotion.
You're going to get detention.
Keep it up. You're going back to seventh.
Oh. Tom, don't forget to pack. Not Tom. Gronk, don't forget to pack your Duralax extra large. Whatever.
There's no such thing as a death spot.
Dude, they just. Do you know what I love, though? A moon rock.
Why did you let us do this? This is such a stupid idea.
Stage walk in a nightclub and it's funny.
Yeah, they're like talking at a bar and like this song's playing and it's like you could have made a sick edit. There's like TikToks edits that were better than the movie. It's dumb. We're talking about Just Keep Watching by Tate McRae. Welcome to the Just for Fun podcast, episode 14.
I have a riddle for you.
Oh, good.
Hooray. I'm Chris. I didn't get introduced, but I'm Chris.
I have cities.
What? Oh, the riddle.
But no hosts.
I'm not ready yet. But.
I have mountains.
I'm confused of what you're saying.
What is this foreign language you speak?
But no trees.
I don't know what you mean.
What are you talking about?
What are you saying? What are you saying, dude?
But no
what
fish.
What is happening?
I'm so confused.
Is this... What is... What are you saying? Tell us what you're doing.
He does this every single time.
I know.
He's the only one that makes the
Pioneer of Woman is... right? I'm sourcing this? I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Oh my gosh, he still doesn't get it.
I don't think he knows.
He still has no idea.
No, I do not. I just don't want
to
say it.
Oh, no, you have to.
Ree's Life, Foods and Recipes, and Weddings are the three tabs up here. Please hold.
Bless you.
Curse you.
Wow.
Riddle.
You know why they say bless
you? Oh, you just cut him off. When
oh,
he said
sorry.
It. Damn, too late.
Ah!
Not saying it again.
No, you gotta do it.
Why do they say bless you?
During the plague.
Oh, I know, actually.
Never during mind. The bubonic plague, they would sneeze and they'd say bless you and they'd be like, oh, he's all better.
Riddle me this, Kyle.
I thought it was something about your heart stopping.
I have cities, but no houses. I have mountains, but no trees.
I know this one. Do you know this one?
I have a feeling.
Can I
keep going?
I have water, but no fish. What am I?
Just say it, dude.
Yeah.
A globe.
Yeah, close enough.
Pretty much, right?
A map?
Map, yeah.
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 Well, let me find the other one I had.
You could have made your spotlight debut. You never get the riddle. You could have just been like, globe. And I would be like, yeah.
I know, map. You're right. But, yeah. You know, you guys always...
You wanted to be that guy.
I just wanted to be nice because usually you guys let me, like you give
yeah,
me
but
time
I knew it.
To figure it out. You knew it? Oh, yeah. I didn't. You said you went like this.
Well, I wanted to finish.
You shook your head. Oh, you're right. Sorry. Maybe I'll know the next one. If I know the next one, let me say it.
Okay.
I bet I don't know the next one.
Two in a corner. One in a room. Zero in a house. But one in a shelter. What am I?
Letter R.
Oh my god, this guy's a nerd. What has teeth but can't bite?
A saw.
Oh.
No, those bite. Those hurt.
Oh yeah, you know that better than anyone.
A skeleton.
Nope.
I mean, yes. Do they?
They
bite.
Think so.
Do you think their teeth go away?
No, they don't. Know. That's they can identify a body based off dental records.
Ah, that's
so
cool.
Teeth don't go away.
You have teeth, but you don't bite.
Yeah.
A mannequin.
I don't think they
bite.
Have teeth.
Oh.
No.
Some of them.
I think some of them. Yeah, some of them smile. Those are the weird ones, though.
We saw that one in Old Orchard.
Did you see... Mannequins made me think of dolls. Did you see who now is the legal guardian of the Annabelle doll?
No.
Matt Rife.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts?
So it lives in his house?
No.
Well, they're doing something with like a museum with it.
Yeah, he owns the house that it's in.
Right. But he, like, could you just imagine doing that? So, someone was, like, on a tour with it or something, so, like, someone, a few weeks ago, and they died, like, with it, with the doll. Yeah.
Because they moved the doll.
Crazy stuff. Yeah, because they touched it and they moved
it. That had it said there's, like, two rules about it. Yeah. Two or three rules. Don't move it, don't look at it, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And they immediately moved it to go on a tour. And I think the whole house burned down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's scary. It's
yeah.
I know. Where are you guys at on dolls? I don't like dolls.
I don't like it.
Dolls creep me out, man.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of the whole doll thing, you know.
You good?
Annabelle's scary.
Just close your eyes, you know? Just close them.
Yeah. It's creepy. If I was teeth.
Yeah, back to that.
Didn't
is
bite.
It a doll?
No.
Oh.
Good thinking.
Worth a shot.
Do you mean like a full bite? Like a bite an apple? Crocodile got all the teeth, but no toothbrush.
The medulla oblongata.
Mama said...
So it can't bite.
No, it can't bite. Sorry.
I'm trying to think of things with teeth.
Animal?
No.
Oh.
What?
Well, I wasn't sure if you were going to be like, it's a type of animal.
No.
Okay.
So it's not an animal.
Is it though?
Whoop.
Well, you just said it wasn't.
I said no, I'm not saying it.
Oh.
Oh.
It's unfortunate.
What has teeth but doesn't... What animal has teeth but doesn't bite? I don't even think such an animal exists.
The one that just drinks out of straw.
Like an old person?
Yeah.
Is that the answer?
Is that the answer?
Oh. Cream corn diet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, drawing a blank.
A comb.
Oh.
I almost said
I didn't know
fork,
that was called teeth.
But I think that those are called prongs on a fork.
Yeah.
But...
Like it's a pitchfork?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are those also prongs?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
You think we've been to the moon? True.
I don't think
so. I was going to bring up the moon today.
Huh.
What were you going to say about the
moon? Literally just that.
So do you think we landed on it?
I saw it on my reel.
NASA's going back or something.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Yeah.
That they were trying to go back.
Yeah.
I kind of just skipped over it, but I was like, I'll bring that up later.
Huh. I mean, it's pretty interesting.
I don't know.
Like,
do
people just stepped on the moon.
Yeah. If we went to the moon, and now with all this advanced technology, how have we not been back since? That's what I don't understand.
They're probably like,
there's no reason to go back.
It was fun.
Why?
Why is there no reason? Because
they're shooting for Mars now.
Because it's the moon, dude.
So?
It's the moon.
There's nothing on it.
How do we know? We haven't explored the whole thing.
Yes, they have. They've been.
It's just one big
rovers
circle
up there.
Rovers. Rovers Cameras. Don't have shovels.
Cameras. They already took shovels back.
Did they?
I think so. I'm sure they did. That'd be kind of stupid.
Not
if they
up
didn't.
To date on my moon.
Do you know what
stuff,
I'd love
then?
Though? A moon rock.
Yeah.
I'd love one of those things.
It'd be cool. I'm sure you could find some for cheap on Amazon.
Yeah.
No, I want one from the moon, though.
Oh.
I want it to land in my yard. And it, like...
Yeah.
From the moon.
Did you ever see that video?
To Kyle.
Return address. Moon.
The moon signed its autograph. There was this video where there was a... It was a news report that these guys dug this huge hole on a beach. It was like a perfect crater on the beach. And this guy who claimed to be a local, like, what's the space? Astrology?
Yeah.
Local astrology expert. Or
astronomer.
Astrologist?
Astronomer or, like, an enthusiast about it. And he found this, like, little tiny rock inside, and he said that it had to be a meteor. And there was this whole news story about it. I swear, it wasn't fake.
Yeah,
I
I think I've heard of this.
It wasn't fake. But then there was a video that resurfaced of... the guys digging the same hole the day before.
That's great.
It's so funny. Oh, man. How do you even live with yourself?
Well,
after
apparently,
that guy?
There's a lot of meteors that strike Earth, but they they hit the atmosphere and it like breaks down so much that
they burn up.
And it's literally like sand falling. And he was even he was examining the rock and he was like, "This is a scorch mark from where it came." I'm like, "Looks like a rock to me." I don't know, buddy, but
looks like a rock to me.
Funny, funny video though.
Do you think the video was real? Like the moon landing video was real?
Do you?
I don't think the video is real.
Do you? Do you think, let's go back.
I think
you
we
think
got
we,
to the moon.
You think we went to the moon? Okay.
Connie, what do you think? You're sitting over there a little,
yeah.
A little tired over there.
No, I'm thinking, well, how do they film it? Was the camera on the outside the spaceship?
It's like a dash cam.
Yeah, like how do they film it?
Just in case we get into any space accidents.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just wondering
it's
like,
for the
where they can't. Yeah.
It is interesting. Like, and then the flag too.
Yeah, I mean the flag's blowing in the wind.
Yeah,
yeah, there's no wind up there.
Doesn't make sense.
And I did see somebody break down. I don't know how real the video was, but like the shadows and all that stuff. And it's like it is kind of it's a sketchy video.
Yeah,
it is sketchy. The pictures are sketchy. It's a sketchy video, for sure.
You think there's aliens?
I think we're.
Wait. Before we go to the next. So do you think the moon landing was fake or do you think it was real?
I think we probably did go there, but I think that there's a lot that they're not telling us about it.
Oh, nice.
You know what I mean?
Like, do you think it's made of cheese?
Yes, 100%.
I was hoping it was.
You think it's, like, what type of cheese? Dude,
no, if it's Swiss cheese, I don't even
Swiss?
Care. Yeah. I don't know. Who cares about the moon if it's Swiss
cheese? It's an aged Swiss.
Imagine
aged
Swiss. Colby Jack.
Ugh, gross, dude.
Shop cheddar.
Nice shop cheddar.
I would like
a
cheddar.
Oh,
I'd like a
Colby
cheddar.
Jack.
Dude, anything but Swiss. I don't really care. No Swiss. I'm not, you know, I don't know. I
think it'd be very underwhelming if it was American.
Like yeah. American cheese. Yeah, it would. It would be.
That's where Kraft gets its singles.
Yeah.
They should have a
That's what they're not
there.
Telling us.
That's what the grater is.
All That's the graters what they're not are just them. Yeah. Moon's cool, though.
All right, next question. Do you think aliens are real?
Yes. I think we're too stupid to say no.
Yeah.
Like, how can space be so big, dude, but there's nothing else out there?
Can we just go back? We're too stupid to say no?
Too smart to say no? How did I say that wrong?
You said we were too stupid to say no. So that means you're saying yes, which would mean you were smart.
Right. Yep, I'm smart. Good. Go. Next.
Next question.
But even that's debatable.
Next, what?
You being smart.
Do you think aliens
look
like us?
Well, one question at a time. Ooh, sorry. One question at a time. What?
Do you think aliens look like aliens in, like, movies and stuff?
I don't know. Like the Coneheads movie?
Yeah.
No, they look like the ones from Men in Black.
Oh, probably. They probably look just like me and you, disguising.
Yeah.
Disguising themselves, yeah. Do you think aliens are real?
Did you watch that movie?
Men in Black? Yeah. Long time ago. It's been a while.
You know when they're doing the training and they're in the firing range?
Yeah, he comes in and he like shoots all the robots? Or is that a different movie?
That's a different movie.
Oh.
That's the one. There's like. There's an alien on a light post. Whatever.
Did you make that up?
I don't know. I've seen it on TikTok. There's a light pulse?
Yeah.
What?
There's an alien. There's three aliens and then one little girl with like quantum physics books or whatever. And he shoots. He's the only one that shoots the girl and not the aliens.
Yeah.
He's like, if this girl. This nerd, she looks maybe six, reading quantum physics books, walking through this hood with all these aliens in it. She's in the wrong place.
It's a very good point.
Popped her right in between the eyes.
Yeah. Put her out of her misery now. She's going to have some demons later after seeing those aliens. The thing I remember most from that movie is the crazy guy, like the redneck guy.
Well, yeah, that's kind of like...
That's the whole thing, yeah. But I just remember specifically at his house, right? Yeah, and he's like...
Well, no, he lands his spaceship and then...
Yeah, he's at that house.
And then
he kills the farmer, yeah. That's the scene I'm talking
takes
about.
Takes his body.
Yeah. I know he, like, drives the truck around or whatever, too, but that's the part I remember.
I like when they're going to get information on him and they blow the guy's head off and his little head grows back. Like, that hurts.
Do you think aliens are real?
Yeah, I think Karin's an alien.
Yeah. You've been waiting patiently this whole time just to drop that line on us?
Yeah, I think he's
alien. What are your
I think you're like too like structured that you've been following the human like guidebook almost.
Oh man. And you're like,
like you read one like or in school you had a teacher and the teacher was like, this is what like people are supposed to do. And you're just like, you're like, follow it to a T, which is great. Like
hey, good for you, buddy.
Like you're doing like very well. Yeah. But I feel like you're like too perfect to be like not.
Oh, you're like perfect. Human. Also, he's the most non-athletic looking athletic person that I've probably ever met.
Yeah, lots of hard work.
That is true. He is very like.
Yeah.
You know, I beat him at pickleball.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I haven't played since. It was a rough day.
Oh, man. We're going to get back on the court soon. Yeah. It's been a while, huh?
But yeah, I think Carney's an alien.
Yeah, no, I...
I think
we'd be too stupid not to say that he is.
I feel like he, like, studies us all, so he jumps in. Yeah. Like,
and, dude, you think going to bed at 9:30 is real? No, he's going to do his reports. He's flying his rocket ship back. He's reporting in on
it.
The mothership comes in and is like, Carney, what did you learn today? Yeah. He goes... don't make bed to make Kyle mad.
Pour dirt on Kyle's floor, he get angry. Yeah.
He's like, good.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
This Kyle you speak of.
Yeah.
There's like lights that come into my window.
Yeah.
I wake up one morning.
Kyle's just getting anally probed one night.
Sorry, you're just a little bit of testing.
Have you seen like the... I don't know if you've watched any alien documentaries on Netflix or anything.
No, but I've seen the Dorito commercial.
A couple weird ones. Go on.
The Dorito commercial during the Super Bowl. It was actually made by fans.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's an alien. They steal the Doritos. And
okay. Yeah.
It's a true story.
Yeah.
That was my cousin.
Nice, dude. Nice. You just blew your cover. Nice. Way to go.
He just...
Man. You could turn us to dust like that. Just evaporate us.
It's like,
you never see me again.
There's an alien that shows up in the window.
Dude,
and it's just
we
like,
just never see him again in our lives. He just disappears.
You just find me on Instagram. I'm in like Hungary or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, I got reassigned.
Different name and everything.
It's not much different though. It's like...
Crew.
Yeah.
It's like Crew Jarny.
Crew Harney.
Crew Jarny.
Yeah, they just switch the first letters.
Yeah, that's funny. Out of 10, Happy Gilmore 2.
I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I'll
man.
Let Drew start it off.
Man, yeah.
I'm gonna have
one. Yeah, a 7 out of 10. Yeah. Okay, no, that's fine.
I think it was a 9 out of 10. I mean, you can't really beat the first one, but with 72 people.
The 72 cameos.
Crazy.
Oh, man, that's a lot of cameos.
I also read a bunch of things. I don't know if it's true because a lot of like AI articles are out and whatever.
AR. Jeez, settle
AI.
Down. Settle down, Kyle.
AI. But apparently some of the celebrities just took the exposure and like going into the acting field.
That's what I heard.
Compared to money.
I heard Travis Kelce only got like $500.
Yeah, Travis Kelce got $500. Post Malone took $1, which was the cheapest
of anyone
record. And then the kid who plays Carl on his Happy's son, one of his sons.
Yeah.
He did it for free because he wanted to clear his name as Carl. Like he wanted to
Shameless.
Be,
that's what it is.
Shameless. Yeah.
Shameless.
Shameless.
Shameless. That's his name, Shameless.
He was like, he was Carl.
Yeah.
Everyone just knows him. It's like Dwight. Everyone knows Dwight can't do anything else.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
He's
so he wanted to kind of be like a nice character compared to a messed up one, whatever.
Makes sense,
still a meathead, though.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
So funny. Remember they're hitting the car. Right,
yeah. I like when they're about to beat up the old guy and then he goes,
and then
he just runs away. How many names do you think you could name of the 72 cameos in 60 seconds?
60 seconds?
Yeah.
Probably not all of them.
I mean, that's 70. You'd have to get more than one every second.
I don't think.
Also,
I
don't know
all
the names.
But you can't. It's impossible to get all 72.
I mean, you could if you averaged you know, 2 names per second almost, or one in like 25. I don't think I can name all. I don't know all the golfers' names.
Neither do I. I mean, I just name as many as you can. 60 seconds.
I'll try.
Ready?
Bryson.
You guys can go together.
Well, you need a list. I can just list off. You know, Taylor Swift was in it.
Well, like, I know Taylor Swift wasn't. We'll go honor system here.
All right, try.
Whatever.
No, go ahead. Go.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
You go first.
Travis Kelce.
Bad Bunny.
Post Malone.
Shefty.
Shoot, the guy that lives in the garage.
John Daly.
John Daly.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah, Rory.
Eminem.
Oh, good one, Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
The girl who plays the maid. Put it up there.
Okay, it's up there. We're going. It's up there.
His wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
His actual daughter.
Yeah, there you go.
The other daughter, Sandler.
Yeah. Her other daughter, right?
Yeah,
both of his daughters.
I thought there's two daughters.
Yeah,
they're in the AA meeting. Bob Barker.
Barker.
Sorry.
There's the WWE girls. Yeah, the one with the hips.
Yeah. Oscar's cousin. The one who ran across.
Yes, Marcello. He's funny, dude.
He's good.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Came out his way.
Yeah. That was pretty good. He gets nailed again. Yeah.
Everyone's like, who is that? I said ceasefire.
He's like, I'm so shifty.
You don't hit me.
Yeah.
Shooter. No, give me a real one. Pay.
Yeah. So out of 10, you said 9, you
yeah,
said
I think
7.
It's 9.
Yeah. I mean, I'm probably more aligned with Carney. I'll go with like 7.5. You know, I don't know how well it did of a job living up to the first movie, but objectively as a comedy movie, I think it was a good movie.
Shooter McGavin.
Yeah. Shooter. I think it did get a little crazy with all the maxi golf, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like that stuff was like just so
unnecessary.
Yeah. I mean,
you should just play golf.
I don't know. Just
Can you turn off the cameras for 90 seconds? Throws them in the lobster tank.
Yeah.
It's all right. I work here.
Who do you think's a better actor? I know Kyle's answer. Adam Sandler or Will Ferrell?
Adam Sandler.
I think it's really close.
Adam Sandler can play different characters. Will Ferrell plays the same character in every movie.
I don't know.
I guess you could say the same thing about Adam Sandler, but he kind of broadens out.
He has two characters. Adam Sandler
is either special needs or a good dad.
He's either special needs or just himself.
Or just Adam Sandler. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know.
Who do you think the best actor of all time is? You might not agree with me, but I think it's Johnny Depp.
Oh, he's so good.
I think you have an argument there.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
What he
Willy
can
Wonka.
Do is like his spectrum of what he can do is so different from any other actor.
Honestly, I like Robert Downey Jr.
He is good.
He's got to be up there. Should we see who the top 10 are?
I mean, what's that based off of?
I know.
I don't know.
Because
I'll just look up a list and see what it looks like.
I love watching Adam Sandler.
Robin Williams is probably in. He's got to be on the Mount Rushmore of actors.
I mean, he's The Rock. He's in everything.
So, top 100 greatest actors of all time. We'll see.
Kevin Hart.
It's probably going to be a bunch of older names.
He's just
too.
In there with
Jack
The Rock.
Black.
Jack Nicholson is on here.
Yeah.
Marlon Brando. Robert De Niro. Fantastic actor.
Oh, Robert De Niro's good.
De Niro's awesome. I just watched for the first time The Intern. I didn't finish it, but watch it on Netflix if you've never seen it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Al Pacino, Daniel Day-Lewis, Dustin Hoffman, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Paul Newman.
He did a great job on the Polar Express, Tom Hanks.
Yes.
He played every character.
Paul Newman was Doc in Cars. Denzel.
Washington?
Yep, Denzel Washington. I'm trying to scroll to where the names we know are. It's just a bunch of older names that were actors in like the 50s, but Robin Williams on here. Robert Duvall. Morgan Freeman, obviously.
Who is your favorite character in Happy Gilmore 2?
Ooh, I think the caddy.
Oscar?
Oscar.
You want some bread?
Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
Dude, he's so funny.
Yeah.
He was so good.
Yeah. I like Post Malone in it. I liked Eminem.
Dude,
in
he had
it.
Two lines though.
Yeah, but it was
like,
funny.
Post Malone only had
it
two
was
lines.
So funny.
Though.
The cousin,
damn, that
the cousin
sucks.
Was the best one.
Oh yeah, he was
the
funny.
Cousin. Shifty. Oh yeah, yeah, he's very good. I shifty. It's because I shifty. Yeah, he was funny. John Daly was good too.
Yeah,
he was hilarious. Just
he was just himself too.
He's just drinking hand sanitizer in the garage. John
apparently,
Daly just played John Daly.
Apparently, he just got paid $1,000.
John Daly for
yeah,
that.
That's all.
Yeah, I mean, all he did was drink. So
yeah. I know. Dude, he just yeah. What did he have to do? And then he got into a slap fight with the other guy on the couch. That was funny.
The TV remote, really? Yeah.
Overall,
whenever he's emptying all the flasks.
I would have loved to see like a Will Ferrell appearance though.
Cameron Boyce was in it.
Yeah, Cameron Boyce.
He had a little.
Oh yeah, on the TV.
Rob
yeah.
Schneider made an appearance.
Yep.
Who's that other guy from Grown Ups? He was the old guy from across the street.
Oh,
I
with
forget
the
his name.
Lazy Eye.
Yeah,
yeah.
I forget in. His name. He made an appearance.
Yeah. He always finds a character.
He always finds one in the Sandler movies. He's so funny though. Like
he's like, how can I get my friends in it?
Yeah, that's all he does. But that guy, I don't know that guy's name, but he's like under the radar, hysterical.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, out of I think I'm like a 7.5, 8 out of 10 for Happy Gilmore 2. I think it was a really good movie, but
definitely going to watch it again.
Yeah, it's one I would watch again.
Oh
for
yeah.
Sure. Yeah. But there was a lot of people that were saying like they just shut it off right after.
Oh yeah.
I don't get it.
Or like during the movie. I don't know. Who cares?
Nuts.
Who
How?
Cares? I don't know.
How do you shut
just
that off?
Just not. I don't know. But I think Will Ferrell is a funnier. I think he has better comedy movies than Adam Sandler. That's where I was going with that.
The only
little
one
bit
I
of
can
a
think
take.
Of is
little
Elf.
Bit of a hot take. I think he has better comedy movies. Are you ready to blind rank Will Ferrell movies 1 through 5?
Oh jeez.
I turned it into a segment.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Buzz 30 blind ranking coming at you. Will Ferrell movies 1 through 5. Up first, Step Brothers.
Oh, that's a good one.
For me, it's an easy one because it's my favorite Will Ferrell movie, period.
I love Elf, though.
You know.
Yeah.
He's got so many good movies.
You like him in the Barbie movie?
Just, oh, that movie's unbelievable.
The Barbie movie?
Oh, I thought you said Ricky Bobby.
Oh, no.
You said Talladega Nights. I thought he said Ricky Bobby. Barbie movie?
It was very weird
seeing
him.
No, no, no. Barbie movie was...
It was weird seeing him as, like, serious.
Yeah.
And, like, technically a bad guy.
Yeah.
Weird.
That is weird. Yeah. But he's done that before.
Didn't
I forget what
it.
Movie it was. He's done that before, I think.
Oh.
But it still was technically a comedy movie.
He had the eye patch?
Yeah. I forget what the name of that movie
was. I forget
is,
what it was.
But...
Was he in... Gosh.
He was in Wedding Crashers, but like, he wasn't... I'm doing
no,
movies
the
where
modeling,
he has a lead.
The Marlin movie.
Marlin movie?
With the male models.
I have a Marlin on my hat.
Nice.
He goes back to the cold mine. Like Blue Steel. What's that movie?
I don't know.
I don't know. I wish I could help you.
Yeah, me too.
I wish I could dive into your alien brain over there. Just going to text the mothership.
Yeah.
Oh, Zoolander.
Oh, Zoolander.
Yeah.
Is he in that? No.
Probably.
I feel like Step Brothers is a solid 3.
Think
you
so?
Know, that might be a... underrated, but you got Talladega Nights.
The
you got
quotes
Elf.
You get from Step Brothers is so
you
funny.
You touch my
man.
Drum set?
Do you touch my drum set? I'm going to go rub my balls on your drum set.
I know Cops doesn't start till 4.
Dude, the fart in the interview.
Yeah.
Like, there's just so, it's such a
They
good
interview movie. Together.
He's yeah, got, like, they interview
the,
together.
He's got the suit.
No
he's
power saying, tools.
When they can't figure
it's
out.
It's my toothbrush.
Yeah. You got so much river activity.
The bed falls. Yeah.
Why did you let us do this? It's such a stupid idea. The movie's just so good.
House of Loaded Doctors. You're not a doctor.
I mean,
Prestige worldwide.
You're a big, fat, curly-headed
I'm going 3, though.
All right, where are we going?
I'll go 3. Yeah.
3 out of 5.
3 for Step Brothers. Okay. Taking the middle away early. Next up is The Other Guys.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Is that the cop one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With my first desk
Wahlberg.
Punk.
Yeah.
I like
how there's such a thing as a desk punk.
Dude, they just casually put in the movie that Mark Wahlberg shoots Derek Jeter. What is that storyline?
You're a pip? No.
Gatorade plan!
I provided security.
Gatorade plan! That movie's so good.
Gator needs his gas.
That's a great movie.
I swore I would never go back.
It is really good.
It's so funny.
Damn.
Where can I watch that?
We watched it one time all together.
We did, I think.
If you were if I was a lion, you were a tuna,
I would swim out into the ocean and eat you. Acquired a taste for lion. We established a breathing method. We can't go up there for a very long time, but maybe 15, 20 seconds at a time till we get used to it. You lose that battle 9 times out of 10, man.
You say, you know what? I want some lion. Let's go get some more.
This episode has just turned into movie quotes with the fellas.
I love that movie.
Oh, it's so good.
I don't know if it goes...
Dude, taking away the middle early is tough on a 1 through 5.
It's tough.
It puts you in a rough position.
I know.
Give me 2.
Yeah, but we got Talladega Nights.
When you take away
and...
the middle, it either completely screws you over or it's like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
You know? Because you have to sewer something or, like, you know.
I really like that movie. They, like, did the police chase in the beginning.
Yeah.
Did you think that this was worth?
When they look at each other and they just go, jumping? Yeah. Read my mind. And they just jump off the roof. It's like 10 stories up. Oh, man.
I don't know.
I like when they get into a fight at the funeral home. Gonna need an answer here.
I don't know. I took the lead on that. Where do you want to throw it?
2?
I guess.
Oh, boy.
That's tough, though.
All right.
I feel like it should be more of a 4.
Oh, okay. Well, we can't move on until you agree.
No, I'll let Carney have it.
Okay. All right. Letting Carney have the 2. Elf.
That's my number 1.
I don't think that's Drew's number 1.
No, it's not.
The problem that there is with the Elf movie is that you only really watch it during a certain time of year, you know?
Do I?
I was going to say you can only watch it during a certain time of year, but that's not true. Kyle might be an alien, now that I think about it.
Bum, 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 bum,
I don't think the kids sleep, so.
Bum, 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 bum. Yellow ones don't stop!
Does someone need a hug?
There's no singing in the North Pole.
Yes, there is. We sing all the time.
Especially when we're making toys.
Why are you smiling? Smiling's my favorite.
You sit on a throne of lies.
You smell like beef and cheese.
You smell like beef and cheese.
Okay, where's Elf?
I freaking love that.
It's so good.
I'm going to say 1, but Carney can answer.
Sure, you can put out 1.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I don't know. I mean, okay.
Talladega Nights is going to get sewered here.
Daddy's Home.
Oh.
Daddy's Home is an underrated Will Ferrell movie. I think the other ones get so much love that it kind of gets overshadowed a little bit, but it's a good movie.
That's one where they fight over the thermostat.
Yes, yes.
I think it's a 5, though.
That's another one with Wahlberg.
I think it's a 5.
I think it's got to be 5.
5?
Yeah.
Him and Wahlberg are so good together.
They're such a good duo. All right, Talladega Nights into the number 4.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
So here's your list. Elf is 1, the other guy's 2, Step Brothers 3, Talladega Nights 4, Daddy's Home 5. Not bad.
I do really like Daddy's Home 2. You like Daddy's Home 2, though?
I don't remember anything from the second one.
You mean the Anchorman?
I didn't think Kyle has seen Anchorman, so I didn't put that in there.
I don't think I have.
Yeah. Good choice.
I'll throw it on my list.
Good choice, Chris, because that would have been like top 3. That movie's awesome.
It's not that it left Netflix.
I thought it's on Netflix. I just watched it last week. Yeah.
I thought it left
Netflix. The first and the second one are on Netflix. Mm. Anchorman 1 is really good, but then it's like Anchorman 2 is even funnier. It's one of those rare movies where the second one is funnier than the first.
Oh.
I mean, if you get a good first one, you can just go off of...
Leaving Soon.
Leaving Soon. Yeah. Leaving. So you'll have to watch that soon. It's so good. Steve Carell, the guy that plays Todd Packer, Paul Rudd, and Will Ferrell are like the 4 main guys.
You think they named the Green Bay Packers after...
Yep, 100%.
100%?
After Todd Packer?
Yeah. After. Yeah.
I mean, probably. Yeah.
After Todd,
I mean,
absolutely.
Todd Packer, you know, he came after the Packers were a thing, but definitely... Definitely made.
What's your, like, biggest celebrity you'd want to take out to dinner? Or, like...
Take me out to dinner.
Like, bing have bong. A dinner with.
Can
like,
I take two?
With. I'll let you take three.
Three?
I'll let you take three.
Oh, holy smokes.
I'll let you take three.
I have these lined up.
You do?
I do.
Oh, boy.
Post Malone.
Bang.
Tate McRae. David Dobrik.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I thought Sandler would have made the list.
Yeah, but he'll be on my next one.
Are those, like, your top three? Maybe we spin it this way. Your top three to have on the pod.
Yeah.
Those would be it?
Yeah.
Why David Dobrik?
I just really like his podcast. Yeah, I like his podcast. Okay. I like his videos. And then, like, he's done so much.
Watched a video of his.
It's very funny. You'd like it. They're only 4 minutes and 20 seconds long. It's pretty cool.
They're funny.
His 4 minute podcast? We could do that.
No.
We call it quick hits.
4 minute.
Quickies.
Yeah.
No, you gotta do quick hits.
No, I think.
Quick hits.
Yeah. I think.
That's what we should call our short form videos. Which we should probably make more of.
I think it's the coolest house ever. He just, like, gets to do basically whatever he wants. He flies all across the country whenever he wants. He's always on vacation, basically.
That's what happens when you have all this money.
It's nuts. And then he owns...
What happens when you have fucking money?
He owns a pizza place called Dobrik's in Hollywood. And then he has another brand. And then he just lives with his best friends. And I'm like, how can I make my life that?
None of those are as cool as the Buzz 30 brand. Just kidding. Yeah, they are.
No, they're not. We're going to lose our sponsorship.
I'm just kidding.
Our only sponsorship.
You're right. Kit Kat. Just keep emailing.
We tried.
Keep emailing. All right, Drew. What do you got?
I'm going to guess. Okay. Zach Top.
Cool. Maybe.
What's her name? What's her name?
I love how he sits crisscross applesauce.
He's got a thing.
Yeah.
What's her name? Dua Lipa?
The Dupa Poopa?
Oh, Thinking Cap.
Thinking Cap is on.
Would you take her?
Yeah.
All right, your top three?
In your top three?
No.
Yeah,
oh.
I was going to say.
I mean, I'd have her on.
So we wouldn't say no to any of these people. Like,
if you want to,
we're not
going to
deny anyone.
We should just do a full, like, what about like a full dinner table?
The Dupa Poopa.
Oh, a dinner table?
Like, I'm taking 10 out to eat.
You take 10
out to eat? Well, I don't know.
I could probably take 10 out to eat.
Are you footing the bill?
I was going to say, can you afford to do that?
No, but I could take out a small loan.
Honestly, Gronk, Tom, and Edelman. I feel like that'd be...
Dude, what?
If you choose wisely...
If you have all three of them together, I feel like that'd be funny.
Would they bring out the best in Tom? Because Tom seems like a quiet guy.
Who are you taking?
Yes. Tom, Gronk, and Edelman.
Oh, wow.
Dude, to me,
think
like,
how serious that dinner
would be. I'm taking Chara, Marshy, Bergeron.
Because you got Gronk.
In your top three?
No.
Oh.
No.
Gronk and Edelnuts. Hilarious together.
They're
and
a
then
duo.
That is
Tom and Jules.
Don't they have a podcast?
Yeah. And then Tom and Jules. You know, you get to the serious right. stuff, too, if you want.
Yeah, right. That's true. Because then you could
get a good mix.
He could tell you about like how they won the Super Bowl, and then the other two could just make you laugh the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually smart.
You see Gronk condom commercial?
No, but that's awesome.
It's so funny. It's like him.
He's like, I use the extra small.
She's like, Tom, don't forget to pack. Not Tom. Gronk, don't forget to pack your Duralax extra large. Whatever.
That's awesome.
All
right,
who's your top three?
Yeah, give me a realistic top three.
Zach Top in there?
That's it?
That's your top three?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, and Gronk?
Yeah.
Wow. You wouldn't take Johnny Cash?
He's dead.
Oh, right.
What about Zach Top? You love Zach Top.
Dude, I do love Zach Top.
I would love to go to dinner with Zach Top.
I would
probably be smoking and
you could throw a fourth
base by the end of it.
Absolutely.
If Zach Top wanted to go to dinner with me, but I had to smoke, I would smoke a pack a day.
That is true.
I don't care, dude.
What if
don't
you
care.
Went out to eat with Snoop Dogg and he was like, you want to hit it?
Yeah.
Dude, I would get high with Snoop and Willie.
Dude, oh my God. I would become an addict to hang with Snoop.
I feel like that's disrespectful.
The only man to outsmoke Snoop is Willie.
Yeah, I know. That isn't that nuts, dude? He's like 95
he's going to
right now. Is he? Yeah. We should go see him.
Farewell.
With who?
I think it's him. Farewell tour.
Oh. Yeah, we should see that. Those tickets are probably expensive, though.
I don't know.
Farewell tour for Willie Nelson?
Yeah, he's an old man, dude.
He can't sing Beer for My Horses because Toby Keith is dead, though. Poor Toby.
What's your top three?
I don't know.
I'll go top four if you let me get
I'd say...
George Strait. Oh. Brad Marchand. Jim Carrey.
Wow.
Dude, Jim Carrey.
He's
I
so good.
I love Jim Carrey. Although I think four as of lately, he kind of got a little weird, and he'd probably just talk to me about, like, spirituality and stuff.
Shall yeah. World Hunger? Tell
yeah. No we'll be your fourth if you brought a fourth.
Probably
Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, he'd be a good guy to have a beer with.
Yeah.
I'd like to have a beer with Zach Topp.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't like beer.
Yeah.
But I'd have a beer with Zach Topp.
Yeah.
Where were we?
We don't drink, though, because we're underage.
What's, I'd like Sandler. I'd like to bring Sandler.
Yeah, Sandler would be cool. I think Will Ferrell would just be hilarious.
I'd like Will Ferrell. Mark Wahlberg, too.
Yeah. I think Sandler would... He's just such a nice guy. He'd probably pay for my dinner.
Wow. 97?
On a Sunday.
Yeah, I think Sandler would probably pay for my dinner. Like, he's just such a nice guy. He would take me out to dinner.
Yeah.
He'd take me for an ice cream cone.
That's what I would Sandler like would to do. Go... Just have family
just get
dinner.
Ice cream with Adam Sandler. That'd be so funny.
Just have a family dinner
what do you
with
think
their
Adam
family.
Adam Sandler's ice cream order is chunky monkey.
Coffee?
Maybe.
Looks like a coffee guy.
I don't know.
Nah, he probably gets mocha chip or moose tracks.
Yeah, I was just going to say moose tracks. He's a moose tracks guy. Yeah. He's definitely a moose tracks.
What is moose tracks?
It's like chocolate chunks and peanut butter cup chunks in it.
Yeah.
Each
like
place
that.
Has a little
know.
Their own kind of spin on it, but
not
pretty good.
I don't care for it. I don't like big chunks of my ice cream. The only chunks I like is like chocolate chip and cookie dough.
No Oreo? Not an Oreo guy?
I'll do an Oreo, but the Oreos can't be like, I don't want a full Oreo, you know? I
that's
want
the
oh,
that's the best part,
no,
dude.
I want a full Oreo. Give me,
dude,
give me a half an Oreo
I want,
so
like
I can also get...
four Oreos in it.
I need to be able to fit ice cream in my mouth.
No, you get the Oreo by itself. It's got just a little bit of ice cream on it.
I don't know.
It's cold.
It's like cold and soft.
Yeah, it's good.
I just like the ice cream, man. I like the ice cream with whatever I'm eating, so it's like a full Oreo. It's just there's no room in this tiny little mouth.
You know, I got called a psychopath because whenever I go get ice cream,
because you eat pizza in a circle.
No, it's different.
Shut up! Shut up!
What I missed?
I wanted you to make a joke there, but no one stepped up.
What was
and
it?
Did it?
Just because there's no room in
no
this
room
tiny,
in this
little
tiny mouth.
Mouth.
No one made a joke. I was setting you guys up, teed you up.
You know who's gonna laugh at that?
Who?
I bet you Kathleen's going to laugh at that
probably.
One.
Probably. Good.
Or Maggie's dad. And Raising Cane's.
Mm.
And we haven't gotten a response from Raising Cane's.
It'd be a cool one.
What?
Raising Cane's would be a cool one.
Raising Cane's. It's tasty.
It is tasty.
All right.
I freaking love Raising Cane's. What is wrong?
Okay, I don't know, dude. He's like,
his mouth is salivating.
There's a tiny little
dude, I love Cane's too.
Anyway. Want to get into a real segment now?
Sure.
Some good banter, though. Getting better at this podcast thing.
Friendly banter.
All right. Drew's favorite time. Rank roulette. The one where he gets to probably beat Kyle. You're in a 5-2 lead, my friend.
Let's go.
You're doing well.
It's good.
Doing a good job.
Before we start.
Yeah, sure. What's going on?
Do you ever think like a bear tried to eat a lobster and the lobster just like grabbed his nose?
I like these questions. Keep them coming.
just the last one. Just
the issue I see with that is where is a bear going to encounter a lobster?
Maybe the zoo, grocery store.
Grocery store.
He wandered
in.
Yeah.
That's the one. Bear breaks into a grocery store.
Wanders
what's in
there?
Maine.
Yeah. Very possible in Maine.
Maybe, still probably not. Because, you know, the ocean.
Yeah.
I would swim out into the ocean and eat you.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe not. All
maybe
right, go
not.
Ahead.
I don't... All right. Rank roulette. Can you guess the top 10 most hated foods by Americans?
Vegetables.
Gonna have to get more specific than that.
Wait, who made
this?
Did you make this list?
No. This is according to iHeartNews, an iHeartNews.com poll. And it comes with percentages.
Oh.
Oh.
All right. You're up.
So you just have 10 vegetables on there?
Name a vegetable, Drew. I don't know. What do you want from me?
Broccoli.
I like them.
Broccoli!
They look like trees.
That video's awesome. No broccoli.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's cold. A lot of people like steamed broccoli. A little melted cheese on there.
Yeah. It's
not I don't bad. Get it, but it's not I don't, bad, I don't understand. You're just eating a tree, dude. If I wanted to eat a tree, I'd go outside.
Sardines.
Sardines cracked the list at number 3.
Nice.
52% of Americans do not like sardines.
Yeah, they're pretty gross. Sticking with gross things, oysters.
Oysters, number 7. Nice. Way to go, Kyle.
Just trying to think of gross things.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's the way to go.
Peas?
Peas. Peas are not on the list. But you're out to a 2-0 lead for the first time, start. I think, ever. Good start. So
yeah,
that's
we're good.
Good. Yeah,
you're in good shape.
Is what?
Asparagus.
Asparagus is not on there.
Damn it, dude.
Wow. I'm going to go with lobster.
Must be the great state of Maine that is keeping us off that list. Lobster.
Sauerkraut.
Oh.
Sauerkraut is not on there. I don't know who the hell likes that.
The Germans.
Cabbage? Like coleslaw?
Not on there.
Oh.
Brussels sprouts.
Sorry. No. No Brussels sprouts. Sorry. Fun, no, I
fun
saw.
Fact about Brussels sprouts. You have a chemical in your tongue. And if you don't like Brussels sprouts, you'll never like them because they are like a...
That's the same with cilantro.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Good song.
It is. Very good song. Crawfish?
It's a great guess, but no.
Oh.
I mean, what is crawfish?
It's a little baby crawfish.
Little baby crawfish.
So, I mean, I guess crawfish. It's big down south, so.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like.
Yeah, you got to think of everything.
Everyone hates it here, but the. You yeah. know, that's the thing with lobster is like a lot of people hate it, but I'm like.
Freaking
in New
love
England,
lobster.
Everyone loves lobster. In New
yeah.
England. Lobster's king over here.
Yeah. Love a good lobster.
Ten. Nine.
Dude,
don't worry. He's not serious about his
seven.
Shot clocks.
I heard that on the last one. I was like, my bad, guys. 5, 4, 3.
Anchovies.
Anchovies are the Ooh. Number one item on the
Ooh.
List.
Wow.
56% of Americans do not care for anchovies. 10.
Beets?
9. Beets do not make the list. Beet farmer. Good old Dwight.
Tomatoes.
False.
Oh, dude, I hate a tomato. Tomatoes are not on the list, though. Hate tomatoes.
Thinking Cap.
Thinking Cap is
Go Sox.
On.
3-1 right now, top of the 7th.
Oh, good that's stuff. Not going to help you think of a gross food.
Oh, gross foods?
Bring the attention back.
Chris's brownies.
That does not make the list, Kyle.
Good answer.
Chocolate. A lot of people hate chocolate, apparently. Yeah, go with that's a no.
Yeah. I wasn't even going to address crab? That question. That answer. What?
Crab.
No crab. No crab
Ooh.
On the list. Ooh.
Crocodile.
What?
Mushroom.
No and no.
Oh, God.
People have one.
What?
People have one. I got one. You got one. He's
Pig's
got
brain.
One.
Brain.
Number 9. Pig intestines.
What?
Pig intestines. Number 9.
Was that your guess?
Dude.
Was that your thing?
No. That was not it. No. That was not it. 39% of Americans
Do not care for that. I think it's much higher if everyone took this poll. But,
yeah.
That was nuts.
Yeah.
What a poll, Kyle. That was crazy. 3-1 lead, Kyle.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to eat a pig's brain.
I thought no one was going to get that.
What was he going to say? Bull testicles next?
Oh, bull testicles. Apparently, they're a delicacy.
Grapefruit.
Nope.
Ah, it's on the ad. I think you're sour.
Bear?
It's gamey.
Bison? It is. It is.
Bison's
no.
good, though.
No. I have one, you have one, he has one. We all got one.
But?
No, bacon's good.
No. Go on. It's not but.
It's testicles.
No, it's definitely not that. We don't eat each other's, but, you know, we have one. Animals have one. A lot of people like it. A lot of people don't like it. Plus, you don't eat
onions?
Those. Not onions, no. Do you have onions, Drew, in your
no,
body?
I don't know, dude.
That was just a hint.
Kidneys.
My hint. No. What? No.
Oh, that's a good one. Heart?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Skin?
Oh.
No.
Is it penis?
That, what? No, dude. No, it's not penis.
Well, you didn't respond the first one.
Sorry. You go. I have one, you have one,
just
he
keep
has
saying
one.
It. Shoulder?
No.
Feet?
No. There's a lot of people that
like
that.
Chicken feet?
No.
Oh.
All right, it's something in your body, in here.
Stomach?
No.
Esophagus?
Your liver?
There it is.
Nice.
55% of Americans.
No, I never said liver.
Do not care for liver.
What was the pig thing?
I what? Said brain.
Oh, pig brain?
Pig brain.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was liver.
Pig intestines are called chitlins.
My Mimi loves that.
Pig intestines?
No, brain. Oh,
they're called chitlins. So you need number 4, number 5, number 6.
Pheasant.
And number 8 and number 10.
Pheasant.
Nope, not pheasant.
Duck.
Not duck.
Peacock.
Not peacock.
Can we get some sort of...
Sure, you're going to go to the ocean for this one.
Oh, I was already there.
Tuna.
Not tuna.
Oh.
Although, that should be on here.
Yeah, don't like tuna fish. Tuna fish sandwich.
Dude, my worst
imagine smelling
memories...
a hot tuna Ugh! Fish sandwich.
Ugh!
Oh. Ugh! Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Some of my worst memories as a kid is coming home after school, and my grandmother's just... cooking up tuna.
Oh, it's terrible.
In the microwave. Just open that can and just tuna it up.
Yeah, a lot of people on the Islanders would eat it before games. Blech. It's really gross.
Gross, man.
So gross.
So nasty. I prefer a slice of pizza before games.
It's a long shot, but haddock?
No, not haddock. Nope.
Cod?
Not cod. Nope. You're gonna want to go away from fish here.
I
guess kind of it's a fish, but...
You do want to go away from
it's fish? In Mario Kart.
Toad.
No, that's not ocean.
Turtle?
Nope. Good guess, though.
Yeah, turtle shell.
Mario
yeah, good guess.
Kart?
Yeah, it's in Mario Kart.
Oh!
Ah! God damn it, Kyle! You play so much Mario Kart.
Don't.
You used to. When you first got the Switch, you played Mario Kart more than you should have been
Let
playing
him think.
Mario
Let
Kart.
Him think.
10.
Good.
Give you a little bit more for a shot clock.
Hamster's spinning in there.
My hamster?
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of guys shoveling that coal into the furnace, dude.
Patrick.
Gears are turning.
Chugga, 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 chugga.
10.
SpongeBob's
9.
Brain.
Puffer fish. I don't know.
Nope.
Squid.
There it is, Kyle. Nice. Aw, you guys made me ink. Number 5 is squid. 43% of Americans do not like squid.
Shrimp?
No.
Octopus?
No.
Calamari's pretty popular.
I feel like it's
a
50-50 thing.
I like a fried calamari.
Yeah.
You gotta fry
I've never tried it, though.
Yeah, fried calamari?
No, I've never tried it.
That's pretty good.
I'd like to. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't mind.
Oh, it's not bad. It's just like a chicken.
Wouldn't mind taking a crack at it.
You know, the best comp I can give it is almost...
Alligator?
No. No, like fried onion. You had that on like a burger or something?
No, I've never had one of those.
Basically love a good fried onion.
Basically that.
Yeah.
A little stringy, but you fry it up. Tastes delicious.
Another ocean?
One of these comes from the ocean. Oh, sorry. Two of these come from the ocean.
Marlin.
How dare you?
Sea bass?
Nope. This food is not cooked.
Sushi?
Bang.
Ah.
Nice.
I didn't know we were doing types of...
38% of Americans do not like sushi. That is number 10 on the list.
Wow.
And with that, Kyle, you have 5 points. Drew, you have 2. So, Kyle, one more to close it out here.
Come on, Kyle. Get one more.
Another thing comes from the ocean. It was on the show Victorious.
Oh, yeah. Watch that.
But you likely don't know that it actually comes from the ocean, so that's probably not a helpful hint. People dip it in things.
Caviar?
There it is. Nice, dude. Woo! Nice. Caviar.
I won.
Number 6, 43% of Americans don't like caviar. Tofu was on there.
Tofu.
At number 4, 46% of Americans do not like
tofu. I don't think
like
I
would have
got
tofu.
That.
Blue cheese.
Ew.
39% of Americans at number 8 do not like blue cheese. And the tiebreakers were beets, which Drew guessed, but too bad, sorry. 35% of Americans don't like beets. And kale was the other tiebreaker at number 12. 31% of Americans do not like kale.
Yeah, not a big kale. Like,
no.
I don't mind it in like a salad. Like if it's very like one piece in there. I feel like there's not
kale
much
is,
flavor to it.
We used to, at the garden center I worked at, we used to put flowers around kale and we'd make kale planters. So anything that can be like just the, you know, a flower there, I don't want to really eat.
Yeah.
I'm not biting the head off a marigold, you know?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that.
You know, like, come on, who's doing that?
Nah, it's a bad idea.
You done that?
It's good to put in your vegetable garden because the rabbits don't like it.
It's alien food.
My lab rats did that before they sent me over here.
Yeah. I have bit many marigold. Do you think aliens talk more like robots?
I think they talk like humans. I think they talk like Drew.
I can't spell!
Words are there.
Oh, man.
Very smart guy, but...
And now that you mentioned spelling, Kyle,
I know
you brought it up.
No.
I know you brought it up.
No.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Except for Drew, it's ninth grader, because he's so super smart. Wow. And for Kyle, seventh grader, because he's so super smart. Drew, are you ready for your questions?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
It's no spelling this week.
I really hope it's spelling.
There's no spelling.
Grammar.
I hope the first question is how to spell.
All right. Up first, math, Drew.
Oh, God.
Find the missing angle in a triangle with these following angles, 50 degrees and 65 degrees. What is the missing angle?
50, 65.
Yeah.
11, 5.
30 seconds on the clock. As soon as I scroll to 30 seconds, it's on the clock.
65.
I regret to inform you. Actually, no, that's right. Good job.
Nice.
I read it wrong the first time. Nice, Carney.
Thank you.
All right, science. Which layer of Earth is made of solid iron and nickel? 30 seconds on the clock.
The mantle.
That is incorrect, Drew.
Took a stab at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you only had 4 options. The answer is the inner core.
I got a...
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was going to guess inner, too.
Okay, can you name the two other
Layers of the earth.
Outer. And the center.
You lose.
Damn it.
It was crust. We were looking for crust there.
Crust.
Pizza crust.
Mm.
Good stuff. Ah! History. Who was the dictator of Italy during World War II?
Stalin?
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Kyle, what do you got?
It's Joseph, isn't it? No, is that, Stalin?
That's Joseph Stalin. Is Stalin.
Who's the other one?
Well, Kyle has a chance.
He was Russia.
He was the Soviet Union was Joseph Stalin. Not sure.
I don't know this one.
I should have said this one.
Yeah.
Instead of the last one. Sorry. Yeah. The correct answer is Benito Mussolini.
Oh, Mussolini.
Mussolini. You're saying an Italian accent.
Benito Mussolini.
Thank you.
Was that good?
Yeah, I just was that, I didn't understand. Yeah, can
Benito
get more
Mussolini.
No, more wrist, more wrist.
Benito Mussolini. Benito Mussolini.
No, no, one hand.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. You're right. They don't talk like that.
No.
What am I doing?
That's too much.
What am I doing?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Geography. What is the term for lines that show elevation on a map?
I can read the map.
Just go back to STEM class.
Think. You had a map maker come into your class in third grade, and you made maps of Woburn, Wilmington, and Winchester.
I think this
is
you.
Oh, that was me.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called.
Think of the construction
plans. Uh-oh. Never mind. Don't think anymore.
Is it the elevation lines?
It is not. No.
The elevation plan?
Would have been funny if it was just right there in front of you. We're looking for contour lines.
Contour? No, that's
contour
makeup.
Lines. Oh.
I know this one.
Duh.
You get a contour lines. All right,
Drew, up next is English.
Ooh.
Can you tell me what is the subject of this sentence? Here's the sentence. The sound of the waves tickled her fancy.
They tickle my fancy. You know I went surfing on Friday?
Hers?
That is incorrect.
I don't like this goddamn game.
Wait, waves?
Kinda. Stop!
Drew's tickling your fancy.
Thanks, I'm gonna fill up his small mouth.
Stop! The subject of the sentence is the sound of the waves. You have failed. You failed ninth grade. You get demoted to eighth grade because you're being mean right now. Demoted. Demotion.
You're going to get
detention. Keep it up. You're going back to seventh.
Oh, you're going
to
be back with me, big dog.
You have to
save for
extra credit so you can really tickle my fancy.
Fill up that small mouth of yours.
Stop.
No.
Stop. I'm going to move my mic over there next week.
Oh.
Okay.
God. Can we put him on timeout?
We're going to be eye to eye.
Ugh.
I need that.
Okay. Kyle, you ready for your questions? I can't even talk to the mic. Tell him to stop. You're the boss. Math. Simplify this fraction. 5/15.
What?
The fraction is 5/15. 5/15.
Oh, 1/3.
Nice, dude. Nice. Good job, Kyle.
1.
Science. What are the building blocks of protein?
Okay, Bill Nye.
Bet you know this one.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
30 seconds are on the clock.
What are building blocks? Ooh, chicken? High in protein. The
whey protein isolate.
Chocolate milk?
Nope. Drew, you got a guess here?
It's a powder like cocaine.
Nice. Yeah, the
nice, dude.
Oh, what's it called? Yeah.
Protein powder. Yeah.
We were looking for amino acids.
Oh.
I know that word.
Yeah. Stop it.
Oh, it's Denzel.
It is Denzel.
What do you think the best chocolate milk is?
True.
I like...
Oakhurst?
Oakhurst is real good.
I also like the...
Oakhurst has an issue with their small bottles, though.
Why?
Consistency is not right.
Hmm.
The big ones are good, though.
Yeah.
I think Oakhurst and Trumu are the top two, but Nesquik is a close third.
You don't think Nesquik is number two?
Trumu.
Trumu's good, man.
You're really going to rank Trumu over Nesquik?
Have you had Trumu?
Yeah.
That's the school one, right?
Yeah, that's the school. That's Little Cotton.
That's Hood.
That's Hood?
Hood is the school one.
I thought Trumu was.
We had Trumu
in school. Yeah, we had it in middle school.
I had Hood. The big carton of Trumu is one of the best chocolate milks I've ever had.
Yeah.
The big carton.
It is no matter good. What, if you get a gallon
If you get a small one, it's going to be off. No
if
matter
you get
what
a gallon of chocolate milk, that will be the best chocolate milk you'll have.
Trumu.
Doesn't matter. Hood, Trumu, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've had gallons of other one, and Trumu was a better one, so. History. Who was president during the Great Depression and World War II?
Nixon? Is it? Oh.
You're too far
Nixon
in the
was,
future.
Was Afghan, right? Iraq? No?
Can I have the first letter?
Wasn't he during
of his first name or his last name?
Both.
F.R.
Franklin Roosevelt?
There you go. I mean, you still didn't get the point.
When
yet,
was Nixon?
Nixon was after Johnson, so he... Wait, hold on, let me think. Nixon was after... Nixon was 37, which was after Johnson. So he probably was on cleanup crew for Vietnam.
But he didn't do that, because he got iced out.
No, Johnson was Vietnam. Johnson was Vietnam, and then Nixon was after him.
Johnson.
Okay, geography. What type of map shows physical features like mountains and rivers?
Okay.
This is kind of like the last map question.
What was it?
Contour map?
No, it's not. No. I meant like the answer's like right in front of your face, kind of.
3D map.
What kind of map shows physical features like mountains and rivers?
Physical feature map.
He inherited Vietnam.
Feature map?
Oh, you went the wrong
physical
word.
Map.
Wrong.
I mean, if you think about it, every single kind map is
right.
Physical.
Yeah, no, you're right. But.
Yeah.
What does foreshadowing mean in literature? This is English, by the way.
This is a pretty open-ended question. What if I get a word out of your thing wrong?
What do you mean?
Like, if I tell you what foreshadowing is, this is like the open responses that the teacher has to go back.
Tell me what foreshadowing is.
It's like whenever you say something in the beginning of the book, and it foreshadows.
Right.
Well, I guess, hang on, give me another one, because I don't want to use the word in the definition.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do that. That's just weird.
That's just saying. It foreshadows.
Okay, all right.
Well, what's foreshadowing?
Explain foreshadowing, Kyle.
It tells in a broad way what is going to happen in the future of the book
Good.
Or movie.
Yeah. Hints and clues.
Yeah.
Right? Hints and clues.
Yeah.
Hints and clues to what may happen in the future.
But you can't say foreshadowing in the definition
of
foreshadowing.
You're like, oh, it foreshadows.
Yeah. Can't do that. I don't think I did that.
Do you want your extra credit questions?
I sure do.
Because neither of you passed, so.
I'd love one.
Did I have extra credit questions? Oh,
these are the extra credit
questions. What was the main purpose of the Lewis and Clark expedition?
Find more trails.
Hunting wabbit.
To what?
And
I'm hunting wabbits. To what?
Trade.
No.
Expansion.
Oh.
Also part of it.
Expansion of America.
To where?
Out west.
North.
We're looking for...
East.
Michigan.
What? No.
What?
No, yeah, I mean, no, you're... Sorry, that was... No, you're... Cow. Right
west.
Yeah. west.
Canada? They were,
to explore the Louisiana Territory and find a route to the Pacific.
Nice.
Oh, Louisiana. Yeah.
You think they were surfing back then?
Yeah, 100%.
You think they're...
Just wood boards.
Oh. Well, they have wood boards now. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, but like imagine a wood board back
then.
It would have been like a square wood board.
Yeah.
You know?
They're probably like, let's...
That's the image I was going for.
Let's boogie on this one.
Yeah.
Let's stand on it.
Yeah.
Was a boogie board turn.
Trial and error that probably went into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What economic crisis began in 1929?
Great Depression.
Nice, Kyle. All over it. There you go.
I'm all over that thing. Sad time.
Define an ecosystem.
It's what like the rainforest is. Everything.
Oh, yeah, Kyle.
Everything relies on each other. You know, you got the mm-hmm. hawk that eats the snake, but mm-hmm. the snake eats the little. Well, like mice
answer.
In it.
I like that answer. Or can you piggyback off of that?
The mice eat.
You ever seen those ecosystem made in like on Instagram reels and stuff? He just like fills a tank and he starts an ecosystem.
Yeah, that's cool.
You ever see the farm that was self-reliant on itself? So they don't like control their cattle or their vegetation. Everything is like, it's just controls itself. They have coyotes there that eat this. It's like a whole wow. ecosystem they built, and it's just one farm, and they yield the crops from it, and they still make money off of it.
Yeah.
But everything is like self-sufficient on its own.
That's really cool.
It's really cool.
It's really cool how the world works.
Yeah. World's nuts.
Yeah.
That was a good definition, though. I like yeah. that. Yeah. Have it back then. God, don't touch me.
The mice eat the seeds.
Nice.
Nice.
There it is.
And then when yep. the mice yep. die.
Bang.
When something dies, woo. The shrooms eat them.
Yep.
Shrooms.
And then something eats the shrooms.
Yeah. Last thing, and then we'll end it.
Okay.
The shrooms. I don't know if I've talked about this. The witch trials.
You do. You, yeah,
you
yeah.
talk you about the witch about trials this. Quite a bit.
They're all
oh, yeah,
on
they're
shrooms.
All on
yeah.
shrooms.
They all thought they were on shrooms and they were seeing things and stuff.
Yeah.
Really well, no tough wonder. Way yeah. to like just kill all
I mean,
the witches.
My favorite part is
they're like
witches.
if it stays alive, it's a witch
yeah,
and we have to kill
it.
But if it dies,
we're gonna throw it in the river with a bunch of rocks. And if you can survive, you're a witch.
So we'll kill you either way.
But didn't they kill? How many did they kill? Do you know off the top of your head?
About 20. But so in Salem, there was about 20.
Yep.
But they happened all over the place. Yeah. Salem is just where everything started. So I don't know the number for everything, or I don't know the number for specific towns. But Salem was where everything started.
Okay.
It was about 20. One of them was pressed to death. Everyone else was hung.
Okay, but like, do you think like after the first like one they threw in the in the river and it died, they were like, all right, we got one wrong. Whatever. Everyone makes mistakes, you know.
They do, that's crazy. They do 20 and they don't realize
they
that.
Do 20 and they're like, we have been wrong every single time.
Dude, we are 0 for 20 right now.
Holy crap, we stink.
One of them's going to stay alive, right?
Yeah.
Then what if they do stay alive? What are you going to do? Like,
yeah, they're a witch. How are you going to kill it?
What was your plan of action?
Are you going to hang it?
Hang the witch.
What was your... It stays alive.
If they survive the rocks, then they won't survive the hanging.
Yeah.
Right?
It shoots out the water. It's like...
Come on.
They're like...
What's this logic?
Ah, sugar.
Dude, do you think they come? Yeah, they just come out of the water, and then everyone just runs away screaming.
They would
like,
be like,
"What happened?"
They'd be like, "Ah,
like, oh, damn,
it didn't die.
Damn it!"
Start stoning it.
Oh,
throw more rocks! Throw more rocks!
Get the bigger ones.
Yeah.
Oh, what a crazy time
yeah.
that would have been to be alive.
Tough one.
Yeah, we would have been fine.
Yeah, no, we weren't witches, man. I mean, there was a couple guys that got killed.
I wouldn't have a job.
The guy that got,
I wouldn't be an electrician.
One guy got.
I'd have a job. Chris would have a job.
I would have a job, yeah. No.
I'd be trying to light a candle so it stands in the. They're like, look at this thing. Look at this.
You could be a candle maker.
Look at this.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
It lights up.
Or.
Everyone would be like,
he's the one that invents electricity.
No, he's not
that. Ben Franklin.
Witch.
Yeah, witch. Light, witch.
I'll just make something.
Kyle's like, but I was just flying a kite.
He's
it's
a
just
wizard.
Happened to have my key with me. Damn it.
Wizard. You come over, you're like.
Wizard.
Like,
you're like.
Me and Drew walk over there, we're like, dude, let's prank him. Witch. Just to prank him. Oh, that's good, man.
You imagine that. You just hate somebody like, they're a witch.
Yeah,
I know.
Be, dude.
That's
mean,
tough. That's
but
sad.
They could spin that on you so easily.
Yeah, they'd be like, no, you're the witch.
You're just trying to get it off of you. And then
they
you
pull
go
out
trial,
an Uno reverse card.
Just, yeah.
Oh, I know you
they just,
one
they
of
just Uno your ass.
They just Uno you. Uno out.
Yeah, Uno out.
That was Just for Fun with the Fellas. Chris Cowdrew.
Where can you find us?
Anywhere you want. Pick your poison. Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube.
Amazon.
I don't know what other
TikTok.
Instagram.
Instagram.
Just for fun with the fellas.